100 bottles of beer on the wall. 100 bottles of beer. If one of those bottles should happen to fall, what a waste of alcohol.
Let's go, everyone. Sing along.
Hey, I see horses in the distance. Anyone order room service?
That ain't part of the song. You always mess up the words. Now start singing again like you mean it.
I ain't singing the song. I really means it. I see horses are coming.
So what? It's a free country. Horses are allowed in the desert roads.
I don't know. These guys are moving mighty fast.
You've been listening to too many story tapes. Ain't nothing happening. Just now joining the singing. Come on.
All right now. Here I go. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99 bottles of beer. I'm gonna stop singing now, 'cause those guys on the horses are here.
Oh no. It's the Shaggy's boys. Let's try and outrun them.
Ivy! I can't believe this!
Just stay calm, everyone!
Looks like we caught us a big fish, Jim Bob.
Hmm? Oh, you betcha, Billy! Look at these fancy city folk! I bet they have lots of money!
And jewelry too. See, I like that jewelry thing.
Hey, look at that funny looking guy with the black hat! Hey, mister! Are you a bad guy? Everybody knows bad guys wear black hats!
Hey, Jim Bob, look at those funny strings in the pants. Where'd he get those?
You know these city boys. They put on anything just to be in fashion.
Just a minute, you. How dare you speak to the holy Rabbi Shimon Horowitz that way? You'd better be quiet or else.
Or else what,
yeah,
wise guy?
Or else what, wise guy?
Please, gentlemen, my shamish means no harm to you. Rav Simcha, be quiet. This is truly a big sakana.
Yeah, Fay, be quiet. We'll let you be for now, Fay. But when the big boss comes, he'll know what to do with you, Fay. He don't like big mouth, Fay. And you're a big mouth.
All right now, everybody. Throw out your money. This is a robbery, remember? But don't make no sudden moves. We don't want to make you any more holy. You get it, Billy Bob? More holy. Like the great rabbi over there.
Yeah. Now, you, Mr. Shamus, say, you go unload all the suitcases from the roof of that there coach, say. Just pull them off gentle-like and set them down. Right there in front of us, say. And when the big boss comes, we're going to look through it, say. And we're going to get what we want, see? So move slowly, say. Oh, there's the boss now.
Yeah, there he is. Here comes the big boss.
Ivy!
Hey, boys. I see you got everything under control. Look at those suitcases, all lined up pretty as a picture. This is some load.
Yeah.
Well, folks, I want to introduce myself. I think it's polite to tell you who's robbing you. My name is Crazy Nick, and I'm the meanest, nastiest, craziest, and smartest outlaw in these here parts. Now, I don't want any of you nice folks to get hurt. So just just listen good. And you know that Crazy Nate will let you keep your socks. I'm gonna come around and check your stuff. And I'm gonna steal whatever I want. I mean borrow whatever I want. Just do it, and no one gets hurt.
I did not think anything like this would happen. This is really scary. Does anyone get hurt?
Don't be scared, Yossi. As you have seen throughout this adventure, Rabbi Horowitz and his shamans always managed to make it through whatever got in their way. Let's get back to Crazy Nate and the Shagetz boys.
Well, who's first?
How about that guy in the hat over there, say? That one.
Yeah, boss. Look under his hat. He might be hiding something under there.
All right, you. Come here.
What do you want from me?
I want what you're hiding under your coat. I'm not like those other fools. They couldn't rob a candy from a baby. I know you got something under there.
No, I don't. I do not. Why? Why are you putting that gun to my head?
I'm gonna count to three. By three, if you don't hand over what you have under there, you will be sorry. One. Two.
Okay. Here it is. It is my father's telem. He gave it to me when I left home.
Oh no. What did you say that is?
It's a sefer telem. A book of prayers. Take it. Don't be upset. You look upset. Don't hurt me, please.
Are you Jewish?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Rabbi. I'm not gonna hurt you or take your stuff. Okay? Shalom Aleichem. And Zayin Kizun.
Thank you. Please, thank you. But spare these other people also.
Okay, Rabbi. But you owe me one. Okay, boys. Let's get out of here. And don't take anything.
Oh, that's not fair, boss. All this hard work, nothing to show for it, see?
Yeah, why can't we take anything?
You're getting too soft-hearted, boss. I don't like this. No, not one bit, say. Too soft-hearted.
Just be quiet, and let's go, or I'll show you just how soft-hearted I am.
That was such a surprise. I really thought Horowitz was going to lose his Tehillim and be hurt, but it saved him again. Why did Crazy Nate let him go?
It may seem hard to believe the answer to that, but as we approach the end of the story, everything will become clear.
What happened next?
After the outlaws left, the passengers and drivers reloaded all the baggage and resumed the trip. About 3 hours later, they arrived at the town of Wind Gap Gulch. Because of all the fright and excitement, it was decided that they would spend the night at a hotel and continue the next day. Although Rabbi Horowitz and Reb Simcha were disturbed about the delay, they had no choice but to stay.